I always thought Rebbe was even.
Beautiful. Everything is beautiful. We didn't know that the whole Yarche Kala was just a gimmick to get us to Eretz Yisrael, and our children had a surprise 50th wedding anniversary for us. So we all came in from America.
Beautiful.
Also, Rebbe's Yovel year in YU, no?
Yes.
So we should put them together a book this year.
Okay. So we started the Perikos of Ezbeno. That starts on Daf Chayim Chesem and Aleph. I think around Chayim Tesem and Aleph towards the top, third line. The Torah has a din, you're not permitted to shech. The words in the Chumash, Oso Ezbeno, Shor Vaseh, Oso is the masculine, sounds like a Zohar, and the Vlad, Ezbeno, you're not allowed to shech. So the Gemara has a Machlege Satanoim, is that true? Maybe the din only applies to an Ekeva. Maybe only the mother. The Vlad does make a difference whether it's a Zohar and a Kehra, but the Oso, maybe Davkit does not apply to Oso, maybe it only applies to Oso. Osepis, so the Gemara explained, it's a Machlekes HaTanoim. Chananya is a Tana. Chananya is of the opinion that's Noik Bein Bishorim Bein Benikavis. That was right in the middle of Ayin Ches on the base. And the Chachamim say, no, it's only Noik Bishorim, it's not Noik Benikavis. What's the issue? So the Gemara says, the Shaila is by human beings, we know that the Vlad is Mesiachis after the father for sure. After the father and after the mother. Whether you're a Kohen, a Levi, or Yisrael depends on the father. Whether you're Jewish or not depends on the mother, if it's a mixed marriage and so on. So Vlad is Mesiachis after the father and after the mother. Shaila is by Behemoth. Maybe the Vlad by Behemoth is only Mesiachis after the mother who carries the baby in the pregnancy. Maybe the Vlad is not Mesiachis after the father. So that expression is called whether Choshishim Zera Ha'am. Choshishim usually means you have to be concerned that there's something there. For sure there's something over here. There's no immaculate conception. The Nekeva can't have a Vlad unless there's a Zeref and a Zohar. It's not a Shaila in biology whether Choshishim or not. In biology we know that there's a father and a mother, and the Vlad is a blend of the father and the mother. The question is Al Pidin whether the Behemoth Misach is after the father also or only after the mother. So this is one nafkamina, whether the din of Osvesbana means that there's a tziruf of the parent and the Vlad. So is the tziruf only the mother and the Vlad, or is the tziruf even the father and the Vlad? So this is also a machlekes with respect to other dinim. Let's say there are three types of animals. There's the behema, chaya, the yof. The dogim also, different dinim. So behema, v'chaya, to determine whether the animal is kosher, it depends on malagir, mafis, parasabayof, it depends on other things. You have a whole bunch of simonim to determine. By fish, it depends on snap of the kaskesis. So within behema v'chaya, there's a difference between behema and chaya. So there are several differences. So it is to review again. Os v'ezbena only applies if it's a behema. If it's a chaya, let's say you have a deer, you have a whole bunch of deer, and one is the mother and one is the vlad, so it's permitted to shech the os v'ezbena on the same day. Because the pasuk says shor v'seh, also v'ezbena. Shor v'seh, both behemas, doesn't apply to chayas. Then there's a din of kisi hadam. So whenever you do shchita chaya or oaf, you have to have granulated sand on the ground before you shech the chaya v'oaf. And then after shech, you have to pour some offer on top. The chisahu be'offer. Be'offer means offer lamayla, be'offer lamata. And behema, when you shech behemas, you don't need kisi hadam. You only need kisi hadam when it's chaya v'oaf. Let's say there's another din you have to give zralach hayayim v'hakeva. That's called matonis, the end of the mesichta. It's Perek Azraya, so there's a din as well as Chayayim Vakev. So what if you have a hybrid? Let's say the father is a behema and the mother is a chayo, and the father is a chayo and the mother is a behema. So they say the vlad all depends only on the mother, because ein choshishim zera by behemas, the vlad is not misyachis after the father at all. But they say no, choshishim zera, the vlad is misyachis after both. Biologically, the vlad is going to be a hybrid. But the question is, al pidin, is it only considered the same min as the mother, or is it a blend of both? So that's Nageya. Would you need Kisi Adam? If one is a Chaya and one is a Behema, would you need Kisi Adam? Not, let's say, if the mother is a Chaya, so a Chaya needs Kisi Adam. So if the father is a Behema and the mother is a Chaya, so if you say Choshishim Lezer Ha'av, then the Vlad is only a half Chaya. So that's going to be a further machloek, because do you say Chaya v'afilu mikzas Chaya? If you shech the Chaya, you can't have a blend of an oaf and a Behema, it's just not going to give birth. But if you have a Behema and a Chaya, that's also a question. This is on the assumption that Behema Chaya amesabrim zemizeh. That's a biological question that the Tanoim are not sure about. I'm sure by now they must have figured it out, but in the days of time they're not sure whether it could be misabra or not. So Gemara is working on the assumption that they are misabra and zemizeh, behema v'chaya. So if you'll have the father is a behema, the mother is a chaya, see, if you'll choshishim lezerahav, then the blood will only be a half chaya, won't be a full chaya. So that's going to be a shaila, whether a mikzas chaya is chayv in kisi adam or not. So that's the sugya that we're up to now. So Gemara has on the, I think, I'm not sure, where did we leave off? I think Ein Tesem and Aleph on the third line.
Yeah.
I think so. Omer Avuna Brachia Omer Shmuel, quotes in the name of Shmuel, how do we pass on Aloch HaLamai? Say, Ilchus Kechananya. We pass on Aloch HaNanya, the Rosh Hashanah applies both to Zechorim and to Nekevis, even to the father. The Vlad that never was a Machloikis, but the Zechor Nekevis. But applies even to the father, that's the Pshut Vashal Mikro. Also goes on the parent, it's in this masculine. Shmuel going l'shitosoi that he holds a choshishim l'zer ha'av, that the not only is the mother kaver, has a kesher, has a relationship with the vlad, even the father also has by names. Where did Shmuel go l'shitosoi this not? We have a mishnah kilayim. There's a din of kilayi behema. You're not allowed to breed together two different types of animals. Let's say you have an animal which itself is a hybrid. So that's a Newman. So you're permitted to breed together a hybrid with a hybrid. But the Shaila is just because biologically it's a hybrid, maybe Al-Pidin is not considered a hybrid. If you say, Ein Choshishim Nezer Ha'av, so even though biologically it is a hybrid, but Al-Pidin it's only recognized as the same min as the mother. So that's going to be the Shaila. If it's not, you have a Mishnah in Kalim, Rabbi Yudai Meir, all the animals that are born from a horse, the female horse, gave birth to Afal Pishavim Chamor, Mitorn Zebazet. Even though the fathers are sometimes Chamor, sometimes not Chamor, the Gemara is going to explain what the Losha means. Afal Pishavim Chamor, Mitorn Zebazet, you're permitted to breed together. In other words, all the bladders are sus. If the mother is a female sus, all the bladders that she has are considered sus. Even though some of them will have a father who's a chamor, and others will have a father who's a sus. Since the mother's a sus, so ein chayshishim lezera ha'av nerolzim. Aval hanulod min hachamor, im hanulod min hasus. Let's say you have a hybrid between a chamor and a sus. So some of them, the father is a chamor and the mother is a sus. Some of them forget, the mother is a chamor and the father is a sus. So Rabbi Yehuda says in the Mishnah, Asurim, you're not allowed to breed them together, because even though biologically they're both a hybrid, but Al Pidin, this one is a sus and this one is a chamor, so they're two men. So that's what it says in the Mishnah, that it all depends on the mother. The Amr Rabbi Yehuda, Amr Shmur, Rabbi Yehuda was a Talmud. Rabbi Yehuda was the second generation of Amoraim. He was a Talmud, he learned both by Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel lived in two different cities. So after the first one died, then he learned by the other one. So he quotes a lot of Amr Rabbi Yehuda, Rav Amr Rabbi Yehuda, Amr Shmuel. So he quotes the name of Shmuel, Zud Devi Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah is a minority opinion, it's only Rabbi Yehuda speaking. Dama, his opinion is, and Choshen Shem Mizera Ha'av. Halachically, the status of the Vlad by Behemis is only determined by the mother. There's no yachas between the father and the Vlad. But the majority opinion is not like him. The majority of the Talmud disagree. Call mini predes achasheim. All mules are the same. Whether the father was a horse and the mother is a donkey, or the father is a donkey, mother is a horse. In Metzias, they're both, it's a blend, biologically, they're both a blend. And halachically, it's the same thing. So it's a min bifnei atzma. So the Gemara says, who's the majority opinion, the consensus is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Who is that like? Who's that man chachamim chananyahu? The Chachamim, the majority opinion, is Chananya over here in our Perek, Dom Choshishim Nezer Ha'av. So therefore, Baha'i and this mule, Bar Susya V'chamra, Baha'i Bar Chamra V'susya. This one has a father who's a horse and a mother who's a chamor. The other one has a father who's a chamor and mother's a horse. Kulu chadamin and in. It's all the exact same thing. So that's as the shmol itame. Shmol goes lishitose. That the shayla over here, where the osvezma applies to the father in the vladis, is identical with the shayla there, whether the father of the behemoth is nakaveh the min of the vlad. So the Mishnah, Kilayim quotes the Tana Reb Yudah, he's the minority opinion. It all depends on the mother. Whatever the mother is, that's the status of the Vlad. And Shmuel is quoted as saying that we shouldn't pass on like the Mishnah. Chamim Armim, we should pass on like Hanani. So now the Gemara is not sure what exactly does Reb Yudah say in the Mishnah. Those that disagree, hold Choshishim Nazera Ha'ab. Reb Yudah says, Ein Choshishim, is this B'toras Vada or B'toras Sofek? So that's the Gemara Shaili. Boy, they weren't sure. Is it Nifshit Pshita Leila Reb Yudah Ein Choshishim Nazera Ha'ab? Does he say this B'toras Vadai? He crosses out, there's no Yachas between the father and the Vladas by the Behemoth. Adul Mesupukim Mesafkle, maybe he's Mesupik. What's the difference whether it's B'toras Vadai Ein Choshishim or B'toras Sofek? My Nafkamino Lemishri Pri Im Ha'ein. He wants the breed, let's say the horse, the female horse gives birth to a Vlad, which is biologically a hybrid. The female horse with a donkey have a Vlad. So the Vlad is going to be a mule. So you want to mate the mule with his own mother. See, the mother's only a horse. But the Vlad is biologically a hybrid. So does Reb Yudah say
you can't make a new anything?
I mean, it won't be mulled. Yeah, but are they the shans? Are they two men or are they one men? Let's say not mating, they're not going to give lotus anyway. Let's say to pull a wagon. So you're not allowed to do lo sachrish b'shara hamar yachdav. If you're pulling a wagon, someone's sitting there, they're doing work together, and one is a horse and one is a mule. So if the mule's mother is a horse, and you say ein choshishim mezeraha b'toras vadai, so the mule's mother was a horse, and the other one is a horse. A horse and a horse is all min echlet, so it's mutter. But if you say choshishim mezeraha, then the one that's a hybrid is not only biologically a hybrid, it's halachically also a hybrid. Then it's not going to be the same min as the horse. It's not going to be the same min as a chamor either, as a donkey. The donkey is one min, the horse is another min, and the hybrid is going to be a third min. So that's the shalom. Einafkemina lemishri priim ho'en. Can you have the vlad who is a hybrid together with its mother pulling a wagon? Yeah, mid mishab shitale. If Rabbi Yudah is positive that ein choshishim nezerahav, you ignore the father. There's no yachas between the father and the vlad. Then priim ho'en mut shori. Then the vlad is the hybrid vlad with the mother. It's the same min alpidin, even though biologically it's not at all the same alpidin. It's the same. However, the iyam mitzvuk in misafkalei. But if Rabbi Yudah is not sure, he's misupik whether choshim nizera, then it would be that pim ha'im also would be prohibited. That's how we paskin la'alochet. We paskin in Hilchos Osur Ezbono. You're not allowed to shech the father with the vlad, but you wouldn't get malchus because it's a sfeika d'dina. Whether choshim, that's how the Mechaber writes. In the days of the Mechaber, Chab lived in the 1500s. Nobody had any smicha anyway. The smicha had already ended centuries before. Many centuries before. So no one's getting malchus anyway. But the Mechaber, once in a while, he writes, you're loike, you're not loike, to emphasize either he wants to say it's a vada isa, or you're loike, or you want to emphasize that it's an isa deraisa. So he says, you're loike. See, the Mechaber writes, if you shech the mother with the vlad, that's an isa deraisa, and you're loike. Shech the father with the vlad, that's us, and he's suffering. You ain't a loike because it's a sveke de dina. So that's what the Gemara is not sure. What does Reb Yudah think? Is he convinced the Vadai that Ein Choshishim Lezerahav, or is it Tzipukim Misaf Kalei? So then Priyamayim would be us. Gemara says, so what is Reb Yudah Sheet? They're going to research it. Toshma, what does he say? They quote that Mishnah from Kilayim that we just quoted before on the fifth line from the top. Gemara says, Toshma Reb Yudah, Mekal HaNeladim in Asus, all of the Vladas that are born from a female horse, Afal Pisha, Avim Chamor, Metorim Zer, Bozer. You're permitted to mix, let's say, to pull a wagon, permitted to plow the sachrish b'shara hamar yachta, to use two different animals together to pull a horse, to pull a wagon or something. The mother is a sus, call on the lodim and a sus, and the father of all of them is a chamor mitorim. So the Gemara says, hey chidam, what did he say? What's the case? What is he talking about? If he should say, davu the high chamor vavu the high chamor, that's how you read the Mishnah. The mother is a female sus, and the father of both of the vlodas, the both vlodas are hybrid, and the father of both of them is a chamor. So they're exactly in the same boat. The mother is a sus and the father is a chamor. So the Gemara says, Sricha lemeima, of course you're allowed to tie them together to pull the wagon. Whatever the din is, if you hold ein chashishim lezerahav, so they're both sus. If you hold yes chashishim lezerahav, so they're both a hybrid. And the hybrid is the same min. So Tzricha Lameima, what does Rabbi Yehuda have to make that statement in the Mishnah? That's obvious. It's exactly the same min. Mimonim shalchi. What is he driving at? El Alav must be no. The mother is a female sus of two vlodas, and one of them has a father who is a sus, and one of them has a father who is a chamor. El Alav, that must be the case. The vod, the high sus, the vod, the high chamor. And nonetheless, it can't even turn zebuze. And Rabbi Yehuda says, you're allowed to have them pull a wagon together. So you see that bevade, alma mifshib shitalei, you see, he holds betoras vada, enchay shishim lezerahav. The mother determines the whole status of the vlodis by the behemoth. The father is lamal of lamar. So you have an often in Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda holds bevadei, enchay shishim lezerahav. So the Gemara says, not necessarily so. Look, that's not necessarily, that's a difficult line in the Mishnah. It doesn't read state. Avihem chamor. It sounds like both of them have a female mother, a sus, and both of them have a father who's a chamor. So they're exactly the same. So the Gemara pressed it into the Mishnah. No. The mother is the sus, and the father of one is a chamor, the father of the other one is a sus. It doesn't really say that. So the Gemara says, no. The Yoylam de Pshat is like we said originally. The Buddha Hai Chamor, the Buddha Hai Chamor. With the Karmat, he asked the question, Tzvich Lameima, what's the Chiddush? That's elementary. They're exactly the same. Gemara says, no. Ma'od de Tema, one might have thought that a mule is not a new min bifnei atzma. A mule is, let's say, like Tosis points out, there are mishnayos all over the place that a chatzi ebed v'chatzi, there's such an institution as a chatzi ebed v'chatzi ben chorin. How can there be such a thing? What do you mean? I have an Ebed Knaini and I'm a Shachar half the Ebed, so we pass and there is no such thing. I'm a Shachar Chatzi Abdo, the Shichar is not Chal. So the Gemara says the only play where it's possible you have two Shutvim, or more, two or more Shutvim, on an Ebed. 50-50% or 10% or 90%, whether he works for me for 1 month a year, he works for you for 9 months a year, we have a Shutvim. Whatever the arrangement is. So if one of the two shutvim is meshachra, his bailus in the Ebed, so his chelik is meshuchra, he's meshachra all that he owns. That's not a violation of meshachra chatzi avda. If I own a whole Ebed, I'm only meshachra part of what I own, that's a chisor meshachra chatzi avda. But if I'm meshachra the whole bailus that I have, I was meshachra. So that's where you have a case of a chatzi Ebed, a chatzi Ebed. Yeah, there's a din, you're not allowed to free an Ebed. You're right, the Gemara has, we learned Saita. So on Saita, Dav Gimel, the Gemara quoted a Machlekes, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel, how do you read that Pasuk, Lo'elam Ahem Tavoidim? The Pasuk says, when you have an Ebed Ivri, so you go free after Sheish, after 6 years, and if Yovel, Yom Kippur Shel Yovel comes before the 6 years are up, then it goes free with Yom Kippur Shel Yovel. Then the Pasuk says, but this is only applicable to an Eved Ivri. If you have an Eved Knaini, it doesn't go free after 6 years, not Yotze B'Sheish, and it's not Yotze B'Yovel. And it says, Liyolam Ahem Tavoidu, V'snachaltam Osam, Lefnechem Achrechem L'Resh, Asachuz, Asalam, Liyolam Ahem Tavoidu. When you die, goes B'Rush, and Eved Ivri, when you die, it doesn't always go B'Rush. It depends whether you have a son or a daughter. Eved Ivri, Eved Sabbeim, Eno Eved Sabbas. You have an Ebed Knaini, you own the Ebed Knaini, Kishore Bahamora. It goes Birusha, Lederi Doris, Vistachalta Mosul of Nech, Machrechm, Lereshis, Achusasol, Lelam Ham Tavoidu. So Rabbi Shmuel learns Pshat, Lelam Tavoidu, you never have to free him. If you don't want to, you don't have to free him. If you want to free him, free him. And we pass like Rabbi Kiva, no, the Lelam Ham Tavoidu is a Chayva, it's an Isa, you're not permitted to free an Ebed Knaini. If you did free him, you freed him. You don't say Iyavid Lo Mahani. Tosis says that Kash. Why don't you say if someone violated an Avera, his Meshachar is Evi Knaini, so he did an Avera. So there's a Machlokes, Abai V'Rav in the beginning of Temura. If you violated an Iser in order to bring about a certain result, Achalois, do you say that since you had no right to do that, so it can't take effect? If I murder somebody, he's dead. You can't say, I wasn't allowed to murder him, so therefore he's alive. He's dead, bottom line. I ate treifas. We're going to say, it's not a chalais. We're talking, let's say, I sold an animal and I wasn't allowed to. I married a woman and there was an averit to marry the woman. So maybe I should say the kiddushin is not chal. So by kiddushin, there's a contradiction. We have psukim that teach us the way we pass in halacha, if you mekadosh a koin is mekadosh a grusha, or you saw as mekadosh a mamzeris. So the din is a kedusha nachal, and you have to get divorced. You're not allowed to live with her. It's an issur to live with her. But if you mekadosh an eish ish, and mekadosh your mother, you mekadosh your sister, mekadosh your daughter, the kedusha nachal. So the Gemara says, so which is the rule and which is the exception to the rule? You see over here, sometimes milsa dam rachman aloy sabi. The Torah says you're not allowed to do this. You're not allowed to give a ring to an eish ish. It's an avera. They say hare mukudeshusli. They say frachinuch writes like that. It's an issur by all the chavi krisis. It's an issur to be mekadesh the chavi krisis, to give a ring to an eish ish. Not only they say it's not chal, they say it's an avera to do it. So the minchas chinuch asks, where did he get that? Where does it say that in the Gemara? Then in the notes at the end of the sefer, you say, oh, he forgot. It's enough in the Gemara in kiddush. Black and white, enough in the Gemara. It says beferish. Layikach ish. It says layikach means it's an issur. You're not allowed to be mekadesh, and therefore, if you want mekadesh, the kedushin are not tofsim because milsa dam rachamano lasav. The Torah says you're not allowed. You had no right to do that, and therefore the kedushin are not chal. And on the other hand, the kohen is mekadesh a grusha, but he says mekadesh a mamzeres. Then you say yovid it is mahani. So that's machlokes abay v'rov. When you have these two psukim, which is the rule, which is the exception to the rule? Is the rule? So by every kinyan, it says esta kasha. Why is everybody agree? Often in Mishnayos, if you give a shtar shichur to your every kinyan, even though you violated an avera, we say the shtar shichur takes effect. It is going to be a chatzi eved v'chatzi bencher. So why shouldn't I say milsa dam rachman al asavid yavid lamahani? So Tosfos says a pasuk. Okay, that's an exception. Even if you hold milsa dam rachman yavid lamahani, when you have no right to do it, it doesn't bring a chalos. But this is an exception to the rule.
Did the avodim in America have a din eved kinyan or no?
So a lot of them did have a din of Ebed.
So they had it.
The bar has a din. You can't. There is no institution of Ebed Ivri. El Bizman Shah Yovel Noig. Yovel has been Noig for many centuries, but Ebed Knaini doesn't depend on Yovel Noig. So there were, many Avadim Knainim before Lincoln freed the slaves.
So was it also like, would we also like Dina, the Machlus Adina, they would have to, but in terms of, were they violating an Isser when they freed them, like the Jewish owners of the slaves?
Were they violating an Isser? I don't know. The government has a right to declare is that hefker.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it was hefker.
Once the government hefker bezna hefker is based on dina and machus and dina. Bezna has a right to declare hefker because bezna has a right to act like the government. The eager din is the government has a right to declare hefker. Once the Ebeknaini is hefker, I have no shlita over him anyway. Then he's not there to give him a shtar shichur. He's not allowed to marry a Jewish girl. He can't be mitzarf into a minion until you give him the shtar shichur. But you can't make it work for you anymore. Once Lincoln freed the slaves. So that's a declaration. Hefker doesn't hefker. So he's not allowed to keep him. You have to
were
give him
they moel? Did they give milah to the slaves?
I think they did, There were many religious plantation owners who had slaves, and they were. They had it been like an Ebed Knaini, they ever did like an Ebed Knaini. The Mishnah has a situation, if a man is a mamzer, so whoever he's going to marry, the children are going to be mamzer. so what can he do? He's allowed to marry a geiris, a mamzer is permitted to marry a geiris, but the children will be mamzer, even though the marriage is bad, to the children will be mamzer. So what can the mamzer do to see to it that he should have children who will be not mamzer? So the Mishnah gives the Eitzah, let him live with the Shivcha Knainis. Even though Ben Chorman is not permitted to live with the Shivcha Knainis, but a Mamzer is allowed to, for some reason or another. Tosfos discusses why. So let the Mamzer buy a Shivcha Knainis and let him have an affair with her, let him live with her. And the children that he'll give birth to from the Shivcha Knainis will be Ebed Knainis, Shivcha Knainis. And they can't be Mamzerim. There's no din of Mamzeris. There's no din of Mamzeris on non-Jews. Let's say the Bnei Sloit had children from their own father. So there's no din of Mamzeris by Nochem, and there's no din of Mamzeris by Ebed Knaini either. So if the man is a Mamzer, lives with a Shivcha Knainis, that's Mutter, and then they have children, all the children be Avodim, Ebed Knaini, and Shivcha Knainis. And then later on, he can be Mishachar, the children. How is it allowed to be Mishachar, the children? That should be an issue. I don't know.
It works.
So somehow the Mishnah says he'll be Mishachar, the children, and they'll have a whole family. Okay. So that was a Shaila today. Is that permissible?
To marry a guy?
A person is a mamzer. Would we recommend he should, a non-Jewish girl should be Megayel Lashem Shivcha Knainis? And he should live with her. So this is a discussion. Dayan Weiss used to be a dayan in Manchester in England. And then he became the head of the Eidah Haredis, the Abdezin from the Eidah Haredis in Yerushalayim. Uh-huh. So he has up to 10, 11 volumes of tshuvas, Minchas Yitzchok. He talks about everything under the sun. So he has a tshuva about that. Would it be permissible, Bizman Hazeh, that a mamzer should do what it says in the Mishnah? He should be megayer a girl, l'shem shivcha k'nanis, not l'shem geirus. L'shem shivcha k'nanis, he should live with her, like the Mishnah said. So he gives two reasons. He once asked Rav Soloveitchik this shaila, that the man was a mamza, so he said, what are you talking about? Lincoln freed the slaves. There's nothing to discuss. So I think he meant both considerations. He didn't spell out what he meant. I think he meant both considerations that Dayan Weiss has. He said, first of all, it's against the law. So you're not allowed to go. Dina Machusa, you're not allowed to own a Shivcha Kleinis. It's against the Dina Machusa. And secondly, what do you mean? The girl, a non-Jewish girl, is going to convert the Shem Shivcha Kleinis? In America, we don't see any ever Knaini Shivcha Knaini. So she, it doesn't correspond to anything in reality today. So she's Megayer L'Shem Geirus. She's not going to be Megayer L'Shem Shivcha Knaini. She's not going to understand what you're talking about. But legally, she belongs to me, and I have a right to make her work for me. So I think Rav Soloveitchik meant both. He just said, the kids are Lincoln, free to slave, nothing to discuss. I think he meant the both considerations that Dayan Weiss has in his tshuva. He says, first of all, it's against the law in all the countries that where we live, you're not allowed to have a slave. And secondly, even if it wouldn't be against the law, but since Lamaisa, we don't see it, and it's seers, so when the girl is going to be toivel in the mikvah, l'shem shivcha k'nainis, she's going to be l'shem geirus, not l'shem shivcha k'nainis. So the children will be a mamzer. If a mamzer marries a giores, the children will be mamzer, even though it's beheta. The mamzer lives with the shivcha k'nainis, and the children are avodim ever k'nainis, so then there's no din of mamzeres. So the Mishnais have, there is an institution of chatzi ebed v'chatz mecher. Doesn't necessarily mean 50-50 chatzi v'chatzi. It could be 10% ebed and 90% mecher. It could be 10% mecher and 90% ebed. It means he's partially ebed, partially mecher. So the Mishnah says in Gittin, the fellow is stuck, he can't marry anybody. So the Mishnah says that the Bishamah and Mesillah had a whole debate, what do you do? And finally, the Beis Hillel gave in to the Beis Shammai. You have to free the person. You have to free the Chatziyah and Chatzmecher. So he'll be a Ben Chorin, be able to marry a Jewish girl. Because the word, the Baruch Shalom wants people to get married and to have children. Lo Toburo, Lo Shevis Yitzor, the Mishnah quote the Pasuk and Novi, that's terrible. Chatziyah and Chatzmecher can't marry anybody. So Tosis has the Kash and all the Mesichlis have it here also. Why can't a Chatziyah and Chatzmecher marry a Chetzer Shivcha and Chetzer Baschar? So Taisa says, no, when you have a mule, the father is a horse and the mother is a donkey, or fakir, the father is a donkey and the mother is a horse. And if you all chosh shim zerahav, salpidin, they're both a hybrid, and it's the same man. There's a horse is one man, there's a donkey is another man, and then there's a mule is a third man. So a mule with a mule is all min echad, so they're allowed to mate together. But if you have chatzi eved v'chatz mecher, there's not a new min bifnei atzma. He's a split person. He's a chatzi eved v'chatz. He's part eved and part bencher. So we say the eved is in violation of living with the if the chatzi eved v'chatz mecher will marry a chetzi shivcha v'chetzi baschoren, he'll be in violation of the yisa. He's an eved living with a Yisraelis, the chatzi ben baschoren, and he's a ben choren living with a shivcha. We don't say that it's a min bifnei atzma.
Why don't we say the Eved part of him is marrying the Shivcha part of her and the freedom?
So that's what Tosis points out. You don't say that. You see from the Mishnahs, you don't say that. You don't say it like that. So that's what the Gemara says over here. Maybe li'olam the pshat in that Mishnah on the fifth line from the top. Alayin tesimanav. Li'olam the pshat in the Mishnah in Kilayim is not the mother's a horse, and the Vladis are born, and some of them had a father who was a four horse, and some of them had a father who was a donkey. So since the mother's a horse, you ignore the father. No! The Yolam, that's not what it says in the Mishnah. The Mishnah means they all have the same thing. The father's a donkey and the mother's a horse. And they're all exactly the same thing. So what's the shayla? Takosha top and Takosha lefel. What's the shayla where you're allowed to have them pull a wagon together? That's not Kalim. So the Gemara says, no, one might have thought, Maudetema, here the Gemara has, Maudetema, the line begins with the word detema. One might have thought, Osi tzad desus, mishtamish v'tzad chamor, v'tzad chamor, mishtamish v'tzad sus. I might have thought that this is an Isa Kalim, because one of the animals is a half chamor, the other one is a half sus. So you're having a sus and a chamor, pull the wagon, that's not muta. Kamashmal on the Mishnah, no, that they're all in the same boat together. that when you have a donkey and a horse mate and they give birth to a mule, the mule is an omen. It's not like a chatz yev and a chatz mecher, that he's two different people at the same time. So then she used to say the Shem Rav Chaim to answer certain kashas. Chatzieve v'chatz menchorin is two garbis with one chefzer. So in other words, let's say the eved is not chayv in tefillin, because like an eved is only chayv in mitzvahs keisha. So the eved is not chayv in tefillin, but the chatz menchorin is chayv in tefillin. So the shayla, but it's going to put the tefillin over here. Half of the tefillin are on the arm of the chatz ben of the chatzieve. Half of the tefillin are in the wrong place, so it's no good. So he said, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik said, no, it's one chefze, he only has one body, but it's two different people. It's two garbis with one chefze. And then sometimes you have fakert, it's one gavre with two chefzes, it's one person with two bodies. That's if you hold uber, lab yarechimoi. There's a machlekes in the Gemara, Tanoim, and Halachal Mais, and the Rama, and the Rama, tell me how we paskin. When a cow is pregnant, or a woman is pregnant, so do you consider uber yarechimoi, uber lab yarechimoi, it's keeva meva reha. Is it one body? Are they two different bodies? So that's Rav Chaim and the Chazanish and many others. They all have the same chiddush. Even if you all do Balav Yarchema, but it's only one person. It's one person with two bodies. So it's one behema, one korban. Let's say a magdush a korban that's pregnant. So it's one behema with two bodies. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik used to say. Uber Lav Yarchema is one gavri with two chefzes, and a chatzieve and a chatz mecher is two garbis but one chatzah. And the shyness, it answers kashas. But if you word it like
that, chatzieve can't be mitzvah himself.
Can't even be mitzvah himself, right? Because the kiyush shayfer is he's one chatzah. There's no kasha. How does he lay tefillin? You don't say half of the tefillin is on the wrong arm. No, it's one chatzah, but it's two garbis. They need a bal tekeah, has to blow the shayfer. So they're two different people. He's a split in himself. He's two people. So the chatzib ben choron is mechuyev and shayfer. Is hearing shayfer that's partially blown by the eved. Both garbers are blowing the shayfer. That's the Gemara in the Rosh Hashanah. Yeah. So Gemara says you can't really tell from the Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda holds bevadai ein chayshish in mezer hav. The yodam pshat in the Mishnah is that all the bloodas, there's no issue if they pull the wagon together. Maybe they're in the same boat. The mother is a sus on both of them, and the father is a chamor on both of them. So what's the shaylus tach pshita? Gemara says tzrich lameima, it's chiddush. Gemara says no. Ma'u detem. One might have thought that it's like chatziyev vechatz mehar. Kamash melon that it's not. So the Gemara says, let's see. Let's start looking around. What do they quote? A tesefta. Another tesefta from Kalayim. Toshma, Rabbi Yehuda Emer. Preda is a mule. Preda shetovo. The preda wants to have tashmish. Emar bi malei loy sus below chamor. Elamina. Rabbi Yehuda is speaking. That's the Tana Rabbi Yehuda. See, not a lot of. They're not going to have any vladas, but the preda wants to have tashmish. So preda shetovo. She wants to have tashmish. They get sick if they don't have tashmish. So you're not allowed to mate it together, neither with the sus nor with the chamor, because it's an isik kilayim. Elamina davke also paid. V'yamrit nifshit pshita lei. And if you're going to say the Rebbe Yehuda is of the opinion, b'vaday ein choshishim lezera ha'av. So nifshit pshita lei the rabbi alo mina de'ima. So you can mate the predo, the mule, with whatever the mother is. You can mate the mule with such an animal also. So why do you say only Elamina, only the same kind of a preda as the mother? Whatever the mother, the same kind of preda as the Vlad, why not say whatever the mother is, that's what the Vlad is. We don't know what the mean of the mother. Let's see that this female is a hybrid. It's a mule, but we don't know whether the mother was a sus or the father was a sus. We don't know which it is. But it says in the Tosefta, you can only mate it with another animal that's exactly the same. In other words, has the same father and the same type of mother as this one. So you just told me you don't know what the mother is. It says you do know what the mother is. The Gemara says, because we don't know, we see that this preda, this female mule, is a hybrid. But we don't know, really hold, whatever the mother is, that's what the Vlad is. But we don't know whether the mother was the sus or the father was the sus. But there is a way to check. There are ways to tell. If you have a mule, if the father was a horse, it's going to look one way. If the mother was a horse, it's going to look a different way. So why don't you check what, by the size of the ears and the squeaky voice and so on. We live at Bisiman and we have physical attributes that you can check to determine what kind of a mule it was, whether the father was the horse and the mother the donkey or faker. The Omer Abaye, Abi Kole, if it has a heavy, a thick voice, obviously Bar Chamra. So the mother is a donkey. Son of Kol, if he has a screechy voice, so it's a bar susya, the mother's a horse. Well, that's what Abai said, that's one simen. Ram Rav Papa, Rav Papa gives another biological simen. Rav Ravon Udne, if he has big ears, big flappy ears, with Zutra Gnupsi, he has a short tail, it's a simen that it's bar chamra, that the mother is a donkey. If Zutra Nudri, if it has smaller ears, with Rav Gnupsi, has a long tail, then it's bar susya. So the Gemara says, so look at this preda, the preda shetavra, they quoted her to Sefta. Preda shetavra, the female preda, wants to have tashmish. So look at the ears and try to hear it speak, and you'll figure out whether the father is like this and the mother is like that. You know what it is. Everything more, hachmaskinan, the lemmas vigidemmas. The ears were chopped off, and it can't talk, so you can't hear it squeak. A funny case. At the Sefta is talking about such a far-fetched case, you have no way to check. So the Gemara, my Havilah, the Vos blind. Aloch Alamai said, what is Pshat and Reb Yudah? They raise the question, Reb Yudah is the one who seems to say, Ein Choshishim li had before. Ein Choshishim li Zerahav, did he mean B'Torah Vaday, did he mean B'Torah Sofik? Which is it? And for the Gemara, my Havi, Allah was blight with the Shaila was Pshat and Rabbi Yudah, Toshma, Dom, Rav, and Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Yeshua, Akol Moedim, all the time, and my greed, Bepriyim Ha'em, She'osur. All the Tanaim agree, meaning whether you hold like Rabbi Yudah, or you hold like Chanaya, everybody holds the Vlad that's a hybrid with its own mother, the Zichar Asa. So Shmamina said Pukim Misavkale. Shmamina, you see that he says both Reb Yudah and the Tanoim who disagree with Reb Yudah, they all agree the pre with the aim is also Shmamina that Reb Yudah is Masupik. Shmamina that it's not that Bevada he holds in Choshim Zerav, it's a Sofik. So now the Gemara is going to have a Shaila. These Simana that we just had, with the flappy ears, with the long tail, with the short tail, with the squeaky voice, with the this, these are taka biologically oisgehalten. This is 100% richtig. Or is it old wives' tales? Is it really so? So the Gemara is going to have that discussion over there. How reliable are these simanim?
Do they have a Masorah on this, or just what they saw in the...
Must have heard it from the farmers. But the Shaila is, how reliable is this story from the farmers? So that's going to be a discussion in the Gemara. The Gemara calls it Livdek B'Simanim. Why don't we check with the simanim? So the Gemara in Bava Metzia has a discussion. When you find an aveda in the street, you don't know who lost it. So you put up a sign, who lost a Gemara. Sure. So someone comes and he gives a simon that he wrote something on this page and he wrote something on the other page. He gives simon, so I give him back, and it's the correspond. If he has his name in it, that's the best simon of all. Okay. He says, has his name in it, so you give him back the simon. So the Gemara has a shaila, giving back an aveda with simonin, is that a hechocha? Does that work min haTorah, or is that only a takanim of the Rabbanan based on hefka bezna hefka? So the Gemara says there are three types of simanim that is what to discuss. What's the difference whether it works min haTorah, works min the Rabbanan? Nafkamina is, what if a woman is married and her husband disappears, and then you find a dead body floating in the river, and you have simanim to identify the dead body that's her husband. So the Gemara says there are three different types of simon. So let's say the woman says her husband is tall and thin. One quarter of the people in the world are tall and thin. One quarter of the people in the world are short and thin. One quarter of the people in the world are tall and fat. One quarter of the people in the world are short and fat. So that's nothing. That's a simon garua. That's a garish begadim. She says her husband is tall and thin and he wears glasses. Half the people in the world wear glasses, or maybe more than half the people in the world. Half the people in the world don't wear glasses. That's a simon garua. And that's he was wearing a jacket with two buttons on the side. Half the people wear a jacket with two buttons on the side. It doesn't add up to anything. Even if he's tall and thin and wearing glasses, It's nothing. It's, even a few simon and grun don't add up to anything. But then you have the same in Muvak. Let's say they found a dead body. He has six fingers on the right hand and four fingers on the left hand. How many people? That's it. So that's Echad Mini Elef. She says she has. He had three eyes. Or he had two noses. That's Echad Mini Elef. So if it's a Simon Muvak like that Echad Mini Elef, that everyone agreed that that's Simon of their eyes. And if it's a Simon Garua, that's not even good by the Rabbanim. That's not even a good, even by Hashav Zareh, that's not good. The whole Din of the Gemara is, what if it's a Simon Beinoni? It's not such a Simon Muvak like Echad Mini Elef, one and six fingers on the right hand, four fingers on the left hand, or amputated two legs, amputated both legs. It could be that that would be a Simon Muvak.
Tattoo?
Okay, so if you have the Simon Beinoni, so then the Gemara has a Shaila. What about Simon Beinoni? Does a workman at Teres that's even good by Meis Baila to identify that this is the dead husband, she's allowed to be married? And then it would work by Hashavas Aveda min HaTorah? Or should I say no, it's only a Takonim of the Rabbanon by Hashavas Aveda based on Hefker Bezn Hefker, and they have no right to introduce such a Kula by Agunas. By Agunas, you go according to what the din is. Can't just say you feel bad for the Aguna if she's a self-efficacious ish. You have to answer her. So that's a din in the Gemara where the Simonim derais the Simonim of derais. So the Gemara is going to discuss over here also these Simonim. Are these Simonim deraisa or Simonim lav deraisa? But this is not, the Rishonim say, this is not the same discussion in Bav Metzia. It has nothing to do with Bav Metzia. This is a biological suffix. The Simonim with the big ears, the flappy ears, with the little ears, with the long tail, with the short tail, with the squeaky voice, is this just an old farmer's tale? Or is it really something? It's really a good hachach. It's a biological hachach, whether the father was the horse or the mother was the horse. So it's two different sugyas. Even though the Lashon of the Gemara is Simonim deraisa, Simonim lav deraisa, the terminology is the same, but the meaning is totally different. They're talking about identifying who the owner is, or who the person is, the dead body, identifying something. Here it's a biological subject. There it's not involvement. See, it's not a biological subject. Here's the question in biology. Does this really mean something? In biology, that because the father is a horse and the mother is a donkey, there's going to be a different kind of a mule that comes out of it.
We said like Rob was an expert. He worked with animals and so on like that. Would make a difference if Rob said something this is a simon. I know this is a simon because he was an expert. Rob, but Koros, which was Cory, he lived among the farmers. I learned for a year or two.
Yeah.
So he was an expert in these things. So if he would say something like that, it would be a badai.
It could be, but over here it's not Rav. Over here it's Abai Barava.
That's later.
They sat in the base medrash all the time. They didn't go to university. They didn't go to the school for biology. So the Gemara says, Shai. So there were three lines on the bottom. Omle Rababa Lashame. Rababa told his Gabai. Ma'ilisli could nice a barispik. If you're going to have mules pulling my wagon, so you have to make sure the Sachish Bishar Vachamar Yachtov. It's an Issa Deraisa. We always view the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashbam were brothers. So we always view the Rashbam, he's the modern guy. He writes on Chumash all kinds of wild ideas, all against the Gemara. They think it's Apikursis. It was so bad that Art School even left out some of the Rashbam. they edited the Rashbam, they left out things. And the Rabbeinu Tam, you get the impression, he's the one who sits and learns, he's in the Beis Medrash all the time. So you look in the Rishonim, they describe Pumfaket. The Rashbam was a holy tzaddik, he didn't look chutz l'dal rames. Rabbeinu Tam was the younger brother, Rashbam was the older of the three children, the three grandchildren of Rashi, who were brothers. One was named after Rashi, he was born after Rashi passed away, Rabbi Shleina. So the Rashbam was the oldest brother. He learned with Rashi. He was a holy tzaddik. He didn't look what was going on. Didn't look chutz l'adam. So Rabbeinu Tam was on the ball. He was alert. So once the Mordechai quotes this story, Rashbam was about to walk into a wagon that was going to be pulled by a horse and a cow. And Rabbeinu Tam said, "Cut out the frumkeit. Open up your eyes. Look what you're doing. You're walking on a wagon that's being pulled by a shorbach hamayachta. You're going to violate the sachin shorbach hamayachta. It's a din." So that's what the Gemara tells over here. So this Rababa told his Gabbai, when I'm sitting in a wagon, and you're going to have it pulled by two different animals, and it's going to be pulled by mules, kudnaisa mules, and sometimes the mule, the father is a horse, and the mother is a donkey, sometimes faket. So he says, check to make sure, ayin lahanach the dami lahadodi, check to make sure that they're similar. Either they both have flappy ears, or neither has flappy ears. They both have long tails, short tails, or they both have the same squeaky voice or whatever. Riley, Alma Kasav, why? What does he think? He holds Ein Choshishim Lezera Ha'av. He holds Ein Choshishim Lezera Ha'av. If the din would be Choshish in Lezera Ha'av, so Talpik din, it's all the same thing. Whether the father's the horse and the mother's the horse, the bloodless are all mules. It's all picked in. It's a new min. There's a min of a horse, a min of a donkey, and then there's a min of a mule. And the mule is always, and biologically, it's a hybrid, and halachically, it's going to be a hybrid. So he holds not so. Alma, this rabbab is all depends. It all depends on the mother, and he holds that simonim deraisa. These simonim with the flappy ears, with the short tail, with the long tail, that this works on the level of deraisa. So that's what the rishonim say over here. This the chiddush Aran has it. This expression simonim deraisa has nothing to do with the topic and baba metzia neila metzia simonim deraisa. That's about identifying. Whether it's the dead body of her husband is to identify the Aveda. Here it's Simon and Deraisa, it's a Shailan biology. It's a Sufik in biology. That's the Gemara. Let's see. Tana Rabbanan, we're on the top line on Ayin Tess on the base. Tana Rabbanan, the Gemara quotes Osra Tosefta. Osra is Benan Noig Bikilayim, Uvikui. Even though one of the animals is a hybrid, the din of Osra is Benai does apply. And a kui also. What is a kui? So in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechab writes, a kui is a buffalo. But he didn't speak English, he spoke Spanish. Or whatever buffalo he's talking about is not the same buffalo that we have. We have the American buffalo.
I thought it was an antelope.
It wasn't Tish and Rachel.
I don't know.
Tish and Rachel.
What?
A mix between a Tish and a Rachel.
Tayish and Rachel. We're going to have a whole discussion on the next lap. What exactly is a koi? But a koi is somehow a suffix bein or suffix chai. What's the suffix? So they say the din of Osa has been applies to kilayim and it applies to koi. Reb Lezer Aimer, it depends. Kilayim haba min ha'ez or min ha'rachel. If the father and the mother are both behemoths, an ez is a behemoth and a rachel is a behemoth. Osa has been on the egg. But kui, that's a different kind of a hybrid. Enos lesbana naigbar. What's the difference? What exactly is the difference between the two? Amrav chizde. Ezeu kui shenechlet barab lez lacham. What case are they fighting about? That the Tanakhama says in this Tosefta, it's a Tosefta Yiran Chulda. Tanakhama says in the Tosefta, Osas Benoi does apply to a kui. Reb Lezer says does not always apply different kinds of a kui. He says it does not apply to a kui. What's the case? Ezehu kui, which animal shenechlik boy Reb Lezer lacham zehabo min hatayish umin hatzviya. Osas Benoi only applies to a behema, not to a chaya. So what if the father is a tayish, is a behema, tayish, some kind of a goat, and the tzviya is a deer, a gazelle, so tzviya is a chaya, not a behema. So he says, that's the machloikas, the mother, the father is a behema, and the mother is a chaya. See, if you ignore the father, ein choshishim lezer, you ignore the father, then the vlad is purely a chaya. The vlad is only a chaya. So there's no din about Osir Ezbeno. But if you say choshishim lezera ha'av, so the vlad will be a miktsas behema. So then there's what to discuss. Well, there's what to discuss. Who did you shecht? You shechted the mother is a tzviya, and the vlad is a half tzvi, half tayish. So the mother is a tzviya. So the mother is a chayit. So there's no din of Osir Ezbeno. Osir Ezbeno is only knowing if the mother and the vlad, the parent and the vlad, are both behema. But over here, so the Gemara said, "Hey, dummy, what happened over here?" Ilema b'tayish abo alat tzviya v'yoldo. The father is a tayish, is a behema. Mother is a tzviya, has a vlad. That's the hybrid. Because shochet lo v'lebro, yeshech the mother is a tzviya, and yeshech the vlad. So that's a machloikas hatanoim. Whether Osir Ezbeno applies? No, v'am rav chizda hakol moedim. All the tanoim agree. He tzviya, but not tayish. Potter. The mother's a tzviya. There's no din of Osir Ezbeno. The tzviya is a chaya. You have to have both the parent and the vlad should be a behema in order that there should be a prohibition of Osir Ezbeno. So what case are we talking about? That's when Hakol Moed Mola Tanoim. Bamer Rav Chizda the Gemara quotes Hakol Moed Mola Tanoim agree. Behit tzviya or benotayish if the mother is a chaya And the Vlad is a half Tayish like the father, and half Tzliyah, he's a hybrid. Shit Pater, there's no prohibition, not only Pater for Malkus, there's no prohibition at all. Why? Because Tzeh B'noi Marachman Ovlo Tzvi B'noi, the mother is a Tzviyah. Ela must be Faker. The Tzvi Habo Latayoshel Faker. The case is the reverse. The mother is a Behem and the father is a Chai. The Yoldo, she gave birth to a Vlad. The Koshochit Lo, Vilibro, Shech the mother, the mother is a Tayasha, okay, Behema, and the Vlad is a hybrid. So if you hold Ein Choshishim Lezer Ha'av, they cut out the father from the picture, and the mother is a Tayish, and the Vlad is a Tayish. The Vlad is a hybrid, though, but Al Pidin, biologically it's a hybrid, but halachically, the Vlad is a Behema, and the mother is a Behema. So is that the case? So the Gemara said, how can that be? That's the case, but there's a machlekes. Amar Achiz, the Hakal Moed, the Molotov, and Arme agreed, be Yita Yosha, Benot Tzvi, Shechayev. What's the kasha now? The Homer Rav Chizda can't be that's the way, again, there's a machlokes hatanaim Rav Lezer and the Tanakama whether the prohibition of Ursa Hizman applies to a kui. Tanakama says it does apply, and Rav Lezer says it does not apply. Kui, what kind of a kui are they talking about? So they're talking about some kind of a hybrid between a behem and a chayah. So what's the case? If he shechts the mother and the mother is a tzviyah, that's the kempi. So it must be the mother's a behem and the father's a chayah. And she gave birth to a vlad. And the vlad, what is a high, biologically a hybrid. So that's the machlekes hatanaim. So the Gemara says it also can't be. It's not correct. Why? The Amar Rav Chizda, Hakol Moedim, everyone would agree. Hita Yosha Ubinot Tzvi Shechayov. Even if you hold Choshishim, the mother is a behema. The vlad is what? The vlad is a hybrid between a Tzvi and a Tayish. See, if you hold Choshishim Lezerah, then it's a hybrid. If you hold Ein Choshishim Lezerah Ha'av, then the Vlad is only a Tayish, like the mother is. So the Rav Chizda says, all the Tanaim agree, in this case, there would be a prohibition of Osev Ezbenom. Because the Vlad for sure is at least partial Behema. The mother was Behema, the father's a Chaya. So biologically, the Vlad is a hybrid. It's half Chaya, half Behema, biologically. But halachically, if you hold Ein Choshishim Lezerah Ha'av, so the Vlad is only what the mother is. Only behemah. If you hold Choshishim, the Vlad is a half behemah, half chayah. So half behemah is also subject to the din of Osir Ezbenot. Rav Chizda says, Hakal Moedim, that's not a machlekes hatanaim. All the tanaim agree. So what is the case where there's a machlekes? And for the Gemara, the case must be like this. Le'olam b'tayish abo al atzviyah. The father is a behemah, the mother is a chayah. The yoldo bas. The Tzia gave birth to a bas, and the bas is a hybrid, biologically. But a bas, he old a bain. And that vlad has its own vlad. A year later has its own vlad. And he's not shechting the mother, who's the Tzia. He's shechting the vlad and its vlad. Shechting the second generation and the third generation. Not shechting the parents. The mother's a tzviyah. So the mother's a tzviyah, she can't be mitzar for to osmer his mom. You need the parent with the vlad have to both be behema or mitzvah's behema. So we're talking a case, the mother's a tzviyah, the grandmother. The grandmother's a tzviyah and the grandfather is a tayish. They have a vlad and that vlad has a vlad. Because shochet lo v'libro, and you shech the second generation and third generation. Rabban and Tzavri, the Chacham, the Machlekes, Tanakame, and Rab Lezer, and that Tosefta runs like this. Rabban and Tzavri, the Tanakame is of the opinion, Choshishim Lezer Ha'av, so the Vlad is a hybrid. And then the third generation is also a hybrid. And he holds Seva Filimitzase. When the Torah says, Oso Ezbun applies, Shor Ose. It doesn't have to be 100% sure, 100% said. If it's partially behema, also subject to din of Osir Ezbenot.
But it's a kalayim. The daughter and the granddaughter are both kalayim.
Right.
They're out because of
kalayim. So you look again on the first two lines in the Amud, so that they both agree. Osir Ezbenot does apply to kalayim. Kilayim, there would have been an argument to say why it should not apply to Kilayim. I was going to explain later why it should not have applied. But the din is that it does apply. Osir Ezbenot does apply to Kilayim. The only question is, it applies to Kilayim, but it has to be a behema, not a chaya. So the Gemara says, you can't be mitzar if the grandmother is a tzviyah. Tzviyah is outright chaya. So the chai is not subject to the din. But her vlad is a miktsas behema, because if you hold choshish in mazera av, so the second generation is a hybrid halachically. Then the third generation also has a hybrid. So the second and third generation are both a miktsas behema, miktsase, seba fila miktsase. So that's what the Tanakhama holds. Rabbanon Savri, how does the Gemara say? Rabbanon Savri choshish in mazera av. So the vlad is therefore a hybrid halachically. The seba fila miktsase. So the second generation, third generation is a mixas beim. Ablezer Savar, Ein Choshishim Lezer Ha'id, he holds Ein Choshishim Lezer Ha'av. You ignore the yichus from the father. Either that's the pshat. So therefore, the grandmother was a tzviya. So the second generation is a tzviya. And the third generation is a tzviya or a tzviya. So everybody's a chaya, chaya, chaya. Everything is chaya because you ignore the father. Or, if you say that he holds yes, choshishim zer hav, maybe this agrees with safi le mikzah se le'amina. He doesn't agree with the mikzah se. The din of us has been only applies if both the parent and the vlad are both behemoths, 100% behemoths. Halachically, 100%. If it's a hybrid, I'll Pidin, in biologically it is a hybrid, but if it's Alpidin a hybrid, then it's only Mitzas Behemah, so the din doesn't apply. Freg the Gemara, that's the Pshat and not Tosefta? That's the first line on Ayin Tes on the base. The Gemara quoted Tosefta to Rabbah. That's the Pshat, Machlokes Tanakam Rablezes by the Choshishim Lezer HaAvanat. So why do they write it in such a convoluted way, where the Osir Hizbana applies to a Kui? Why don't you say, well, the Osir Hizbana applies to the male, to the father? Does it only apply to the mother? Because the issue with the Choshim Zer Ha'av is Naged to Kviyas Min Havlad, whether the mother alone is Kaveh the Vlad, or both the mother and the father. And the same Shaila, whether the father has any Yachas to the Vlad. So if the father is not Misyachas to the Vlad by animals, only by humans, not by animals, so Osir Hizbana is not Noyeg Bezcharim, only Benekedis. So why did they camouflage the Machlokes, Freg the Gemara, but Liflig, why don't they argue because Shishim Zer Ha'av plucked the Hanani Rabbanan? Why don't you argue whether it's Noig Bischoyim or only Noig Ben Akim? Because why do you write such a funny case? The grandmother was a Tzviya and a Tayish as the grandfather, and then a Vlad, then another Vlad. The second time is such a convoluted case. Give whether Noig Ben Akim is, whether Noig Bischor, emptying my name. Ipligi Behahi, if the Brisa would have quoted that there's an Achloikas Hatanoim, whether Oisir Hizbana is Noig Bischorim or only Ben Akim is. That depends. Choshim Zarav have a meaning. One might have mistakenly thought, "Bo afilu rabbanu moda self miktasel amin." One might have thought, "Yeah, the chachamim hold that Osir Hizbana is noyig bizcharim." There is a yachas between, by behemoth also, a yachas between the father and the vlad. But one might have not known this added chiddush on top of the chiddush. Not only the father plays a role in halacha to be kaver the min of the vlad, but miktsa says also enough. You don't need that in order to violate us, but no, you don't need that the parent of the vlad should be fully behemoth. If it's miktsas behemoth also. Miktsas behemoth, miktsas chayz also. So I would have thought sefer miktsas seleh aminon, kamash malon. That's why the Tosefta quoted this convoluted case that the grandmother was a tzviya and a vlad and a grandchild and a shech the second generation and the third generation, that the Tanakhama holds that yaloike. Why? Because not only did he say choshishim zera, he say asela fila miksa se also. Fine. So there's machloike satanoim. Yes, no, maybe. There are three different opinions. Whether choshishim zera by name is whether the father plays a role, is there a yachas between the father and the vlad? So there's an opinion, absolutely yes, opinion, absolutely no, and we pass on Shulchan Aruch as fake and a bina, you're not like it. Fine. So now the Gemara is going to move on to another topic. Kisri Hadam. Kisri Hadam, we started off before, the Pasuk says in Chumash, only if you shecht chayo o of, if you shecht the bema, there's no din of Kisri Hadam. The din of Kisri Hadam, that you know, off of Lamato, off of Lamailo, that's a whole parak later, Kis Adam. You only need Kis Adam if it's a Chayvio. So what if it's a hybrid? Would there be a din of Kis Adam or not? So the Gemara says, we have the Mishnah and Beitza.
Oh, interesting.
Bizmana Gemara, Bizmana Tanam, until recently it was permissible to shecht on Yontif. That was considered Eichel Nefesh. You allowed a shecht because it had no refrigeration. So you can't say, why didn't he shecht it before Yontif? That was normal. On a regular weekday, when a person wants to have some, they would bring a chicken to the market I seem to remember when I lived in Philadelphia, there was a sheikhet in the neighborhood. People would bring, they would buy a chicken in one market and bring it to the sheikhet, and they would shecht it during my lifetime. I remember, wasn't so many centuries ago. So people didn't have refrigerators, so they would shecht on Yontif. The Shagas Aryeh lived in the 1700s, so he was a contemporary of the Vilna Gaon. So he's not sure whether you're allowed to shecht bisman hazeh. Why? Because we're machmer on so many shailas and ilchas treifas. We're not sure about this, we're not sure about that. So we ask so many times when you shecht the chicken, shecht the bang, we have so many chumas and ilchas treifas. So the likelihood that it's going to turn out that you're shechting it in vain is much higher than it should be. Bisman HaGemar, they weren't so machmer on everything. So he raises the question, maybe bisman hazeh, you shouldn't be allowed to shecht on yantar. Bisman hazeh, the Pashtun says he's certainly not allowed to shecht on yantar. The Ramban says the rule is, you're only, what malachas are you allowed to do echal nefesh on yantif, and what are you not allowed to do? So the mashal, the Ramban holds that it's an isa deraisa to harvest. You want to have bread on yantif, so you're going to harvest the wheat, you're going to grind it up, and then you're going to make flour, then you're going to knead the flour and make dough and then bake it. So to harvest it, when a balabasta is interested in making bread for supper, she doesn't go harvest the grain, and her husband has a sack of flour, she doesn't grind the flour that day when she's interested. They harvest it, they have the Ramban says you have the servants do that work. The balabasta doesn't do that work. The avadim do it, that's called malecha savoida. Ramban Achumish explains that there's a major difference between the prohibition on Shabbos, prohibition on Yom Tov. Shabbos you're not allowed to do less hasik on malecha. Yom Tov you're not allowed to do malecha savoida. What's the difference between malecha and malecha savoida? Malach is a whole list of 39 malachas. Malach is the malachas that an Eved would do. So the Eved would usually plant, the Eved would harvest, the Eved would grind up the grain and make flour. Once you have flour, so the balabasta wants to have challahs for supper, so they don't have a freezer to put the challahs in, so it's going to get stale. So you bake, so you knead the dough on yantiv. That's how the Yerushalmi says, Melisha v'elech. Yerushalmi points out that there are two psukim and parshas boy that are next to each other. Pasuk says that on yantiv, on Pesach, you never do malacha except if it's oichal nefesh, achesh achal oichal nefesh, hulabad yasalachem. Then the next pasuk says, v'shmartam esam matzahs. You should be careful when you bake matzahs, you should have need the matzah lishma. So when do you need, when do you require asiyas hamatzah lishma? You need when the goyim harvest it, they have to think lishma. You don't need lishma when you harvest it. When you grind it, the grain to make flour, you need lishma. A Jew has to grind the flour. The rabbi says grinding it lishma, that's not lishem asiyas hamatzah. When you do the sinas hamayim, when you mix in the water, so the Yerushalmi says just like Ishmaita Mesa Matzah and Ishmura Matzah Lishma, when? From Lisha Melisha the Yelach, when you start to knead it, when you mix the flour with water. So too, Achashiach Lachonab, Shachonab is only Mutta Melisha the Yelach. What does that mean? So the Ramban holds that that's a Drasha Derais, it's a real Din Minatur. The Ran disagrees with it. The Ran holds that it's only a Chumra Midirabban. But the Ramban holds that it's a real din deraisa, and in the Bior HaRamban Al HaTorah, he explains it. He says, whatever malacha the balabasta would do in the kitchen, that's not called malacha savoida. Malacha savoida, what the avadim would do, harvesting the tvua and grinding it, that you do months in advance. You don't do it the day that you're interested in making bread or cake or cookies. But you don't have a refrigerator, so you make the cake and cookies today. Even today you have freezers, but if you bake, it tastes much better. If you bake challahs, you bake bread on yontif, cakes on yontif, it's going to taste better than if you take it out of the freezer. So what's the shadow, let's say, by shechting? So let's say a couple is married and the husband is a sheikhet for empire. Husband is a sheikhet. So the wife is interested in cooking chicken. The husband is going to shecht the chicken today. None of them shecht the chicken on a weekday, on a regular Tuesday. If you want to have chicken for supper, she doesn't say to her husband, please shecht the chicken today. She's going to take from the freezer. Everybody takes from the freezer. Even if the husband is a professional sheikhet, he's going to take a chicken that's geschachten. He shecht it, okay. He's going to take it from the freezer. No one's going to do it on Yom Tov. So that's why the Pashtus today, according to the Ramban, Pashtus says that it'll be an Issa Deraisa to shecht the chicken today on Yom Tov. Whatever is normal to do, Derech Suda, whatever is normally done on the same day in preparing for the meal, so that's not called Malacha Savoida. So that's Mutar on Yom Tov. That's called Echal Nefesh. So the Mishnah, in the days of the Tanan, they used to shecht on Yontif, because they had no refrigerator, so it's going to be Nichma Bisra. The flesh is going to get spoiled, it's going to be overheated, and it's going to get ruined. So you're allowed to shecht on Yontif. So you're allowed to shecht the behemah, you're allowed to shecht the chay. What if you shecht behemah? You don't need kisei adam. What if you shecht the chay? So you have to do kisei adam. How do you do kisei adam? Chiso be offer. Offer is muktzeh. Eitzim havana, the offer is muktzeh. We learned the Gemara in Shabbos, I think we learned it together, the Gemara in the first daf in Kol HaKelim, that called the Tikkun Rabbanan came the Raisa Tikkun. All the Dinim the Rabbanan pattern after Dinim the Raisa. So the Gemara says, by Kabbalah's Tumah, there are four categories of things that are Mekabal Tumah. Od the Mekel Mochel Mamashkin are the four categories. So Od the Mekel Mochel Mamashkin on Mekabal Tumah shows that that has a little Chashivas. Whatever doesn't fall under these four categories is considered junk. It has no Chashivas, so it's not Mekabal Tumah. So the Chachamim really wanted to prohibit handling anything on Shabbos. Exeri may carry it into the street. The prohibition of Muktzah is Exeri may carry into the Rishus Rab. But they can't prohibit using a sefer on Shabbos. So what are you going to do? You can't learn. You can't prohibit using a fork and a knife and handling food. You can't prohibit taking off your clothes, putting off pajamas, taking off the pajamas, putting on your clothes. You can't prohibit moving a chair. You can't make life impossible. The Chachamim wanted to make life a little difficult, but they didn't want to make life impossible. So whatever is a double chashuv, so they never declared it as muktzah. So whatever, odem mekelim ochel mamashkin, advarm chashuv. Whatever is a piece of junk, eitz ma'avana v'yofa, it's not mekabel tum, it's a piece of junk, so you don't eat it anyway. So that's not making life so difficult. So they said, you're not allowed to handle muktzah. Something that has no chashuv, you don't need it anyway. There's no need for it on yantum, so you're not allowed to handle. So you have a sack of offer. So offer is muktzah. So people years ago used to have a sack of offer. In case they would have, let's say, a behemoth would make a mess in the house, the dog would make a mess in the house, so they would throw sand on that. The baby would have a dirty diaper and it fall on the floor, so they would throw sand on that. So when you have a sack of sand in the house, the Gemara says in Masechet Shabbos, there's a Ramban in Shabbos on Daf Nun, Ramban Mechamis on the bottom of the Rif, so he explains, if you have a sack of sand designated to use in the house, the sand remains muktzah. Let's say you have a bris. The meaning is, after the moil cuts off the or ha'orla, a little tiny bit of skin, so you have a glass full of sand, and you put the or ha'orla into the sand. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Gaonim before the days of Rashi and Tosfos, what do you mean you push it in the sand? But the sand is muktzah. How you allowed to handle it? So they say, you mazman it in advance. You designate it in advance that you're going to use the sand to put the orla in. And based on a passage in the Zohar, in the Pasuk, Mimono Afar Yaakov, in the Nevuas Bilam, in Parshas Balak. So Bilam Arosha says, who can count all of the offer that the Jews used to put the orla inside? So that was a minig from the Zohar in the days of the Gaonim. They had such a minig, and we have the minig today. The moil always comes with a bowl of sand. So when he designates the sand in advance and makes it ois sand, it's still sand. If it's no longer sand, then it's not yotzeh the minig mimono afar yankev. It has to be called offer. The answer is, it's still sand and it's still muktzah, but because you're mazmen it, so you're permitted to be metalfalit for that purpose or for an equally important purpose or more important purpose. Let's say in Eretz Yisrael, some of the loonies, some of the kanoim like to throw stones at the cars. They're going by on Shabbos. So the stones are muktzah, so they have to be mazmen the stones in advance. Okay? So that's why the mazmen the stone remains muktzah. Eitz ma'avani off, it's still muktzah. But if you're mazmen it for a specific ishtamshah, then you're allowed to handle it for that. Let's say you decide, instead of throwing the stones at the cars on Mechalei Shabbos, and you have to get them to become Shami Shabbos by throwing the stones, they think it's going to work. So instead of that, they're going to use the stones for some other purpose. The stones bleiben muktzah, it remains muktzah. If you have muktzah and you're mazmen it for a certain ishtamshah, so you're allowed to use it, it's a het to tiltel. It doesn't become ois muktzah, it remains muktzah. But you're allowed to use it for that ishtamshah, so for equally important or more important. But you're not allowed to use it for less important ishtamshah. So the Gemara has like this, have a sack of sand, and I'm mazman the sack of sand to do kisei hadam. I plan to shecht chickens and turkeys, whatever, on yontif. Then I shecht the kui. And a kui is a sofi behemah, sofi chayim. So if it's true that it's a behemoth, there's no mitzvah kisadah. If it's true that it's a chayim, there is a mitzvah kisadah. But a kui is a safik behemah, safik chayim. So it's a safik, so you do kisadah b'li bracha because of the safik. But I was mazman the sack of sand. I didn't have in mind to shech the kui. If I had in mind on Erev Yom Tov, I'm setting aside the sack of sand to use it, to do kisadah on the kui, it's a safik. Okay? So the sand is muktzah, but I was mazmanet for that. I was mazman the sand for a real kisei adam, on a real chaya. I planned to shecht a deer. And then all of a sudden I changed my mind, I'm going to shecht a kui. So that's what the Mishnah says, you're not allowed to. The sand is muktzah, and you were only mazmanet for a vada kisei adam, you're never mazmanet for a safi kisei adam. So it blibes it, it'll remain an isa muktzah, you're not allowed to. So that's the Mishnah that the Gemara is quoting. But what is not? The Mishnah that says, the Mishnah in Beitzah, the Mishnah here also. You're not allowed to shecht the kui on yontif because you know in advance you're going to have an asik. There's going to be an asik if you're allowed to handle the sand in order to do the kisei adam. See, the din is if you shecht the chai v'yof, if you didn't do kisei adam, the food is kosher anyway. Kisei adam is a mitzvah, it's not miyakev in the heter achila. But you're not, it's not proper to shecht the chai v'yof knowing in advance that you don't have offer to do kisei adam. That's not right. So over here, you have offer, but the offer was only mezuman, the offer was only muchan to do a kisei adam on a vadai. It wasn't muchan. We'll have to see, the Gemara is going to discuss it further. The offer was not muchan in order to use it for a sofik. So the Mishnah says, it's not proper to shech the kui on yontiv, because you know in advance you won't be able to do kisei adam. What if you went ahead and you did shech it, you didn't listen, you're not permitted to do the kisei adam.
If the dam is still
there, the Gemara says you should gather the dam in a bottle. If you're going to leave it, it's going to get absorbed in the earth, so it's going to disappear. The Gemara says, hold it in a bottle, close the bottle, and then after Yom Tov is over, pour it out, and then you'll be able to do kisei adam after Yom Tov. Yeah. But more correct is you should do the kisei adam right after the shechita. More correct is lachatchili, you shouldn't eat the flesh before you do the kisei adam. It's not miyakim, strictly speaking, but more correct is you do the kisei adam before. Mishnah Berurah quotes like that. So the Gemara wants to know, what kind of a kui are you talking about? Craig the Gemara, the Maya skin, what kind of a kui are you talking? E lema, if you should say the case is, b'tai shabo al hatzviya. A kui is a hybrid. A hybrid of what? A behem and a chaya. All these Tanaim are working on the assumption that a behem and a chaya are misabrim zeh mizeh. Other Tanaim said that the whole thing is impossible, it doesn't exist. A behem and a chaya cannot breed together. But these Tanaim are assuming that it can happen. So Gemara wants to know what's the case. If you should say the case of the kui there, tai shabo al hatzvia v'yoldo, and it gave birth to a vlad, and there's an issue of kisei adam. Kisei adam is only by chaya, not by name. Here the mother is a tzviya. The mother's a tzviya. So the vlad, either the vlad is a full tzvi, if you hold ein chayshishim zari, you ignore the father. Biologically, the vlad is going to be a hybrid, but halachically, is it a hybrid? So if you hold ein chayshishim zari, so the vlad is a tzvi. Only if you hold choshish, so tzvi needs kisei adam. If you hold choshish in the zerahav, so the vlad is a hybrid halachically also. Half beima, half tzvi, but that's the din. Chay sev afele mitzaseh. When you get to the din of osev zbena, it depends. Shorvus osev zbena mitzas mitzas beima. When you get to the din of kisei adam, you say I'm feeling mitzas tzvi. For the mitzvah chay. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, what kind of a kui? Does the Mishnah say you shouldn't shecht an ayanta because you're not allowed to do kisei adam? Why is it a suffix? What's the case that's a suffix by kui? He lame if you say the case is the father's a taj, the mother's a tzviya. Tzviya's a chaya. So the vlad for sure is either a full chaya or a half chaya. So the vlad vada needs kisei adam. So why is it a suffix? What's the deal? Yeah, bein l'rabban and bein l'rablazer lishchet v'lechasi. Do kisei adam, it's a vadechi. What's that? Tzvi v'fila mikta tzvi. Either, if you hold ein chayshishim zarahav, so the vlad is a full tzvi. If you hold chayshishim, so it's a mikta tzvi. So Muzma is arguing that that's not the case. Ella, the case of Fakir. The father's a Tzvi, the Vlad is a Kui, means as a hybrid. The father's a Tzvi, that's a Chai, and the mother is the Behemoth. And the Dinakis Adam only applies to Chai, it doesn't apply to Behemoth. So the mother is a Behemoth. See, if you have Encha Ishishim Zerah Av, the Vlad is only a Behemoth. The blood is only behemoth, it's not a chai at all. So there's vada no kisei adam. If you're choshish in the zerahav, then it's going to be a miktsas chaya, because the father was a chaya, and then it'll be a miktsas chaya will be chai. Fine. So the gemara, ela bitzi mas mi faket, ela bitzi habo al hatayosho, the yodo, and it gives birth to avlad. So the gemara says, no, ila rabbonon lishchet vilachasi, if you all like the chachami, that what? So the Vlad is a miktsas chaya. So do kisei adam. Ile Rablezer. Rablezer holds en choshishim lezera hav. Ishchad v'lo lachasi. So there's no kisei adam at all. The mother is a behema. See abal atayoshin. The mother is a behema. Behema. There's no din of kisei adam. And the father's out of the picture. So the Vlad is biologically the Vlad is a hybrid, but halachically the Vlad is only a behema. So what case are you talking that there's a kui that's a suffix and you're only allowed to use the offer is muktza? The offer remains muktza even after you're mazmin it's muktza, but you were only mazmin, you weren't mazmin at beferish to do kisei adam on a kui, you were mazmin to do kisei adam on a vadai of or a vadai chaya, and now all of a sudden you want to do kisei adam on a suffix. Why is kui a suffix? What's the case? So the Gemara, we don't know what the case is. That everybody says it's a suffix. What's the case? The Gemara says, Le'olam, the case must be the Tzvi Habo Al HaTayosha. The father is the Chaya, the mother is the Behema. The Rabban is the Pukim Misavke Lehu, the Chachamim HaMisupik, the Choshishim Mizara, and Choshishim Mizara. So therefore, since it's a suffix, and maybe you don't need Kisei Adam. Since it's only a suffix, they're not allowed to handle the offer, which is muktza, for the purpose of the suffix kisei adam. Right. So the Gemara now is reinterpreting. Before we said, that the machlekes of Lezer and the Chachamim in the top line in the Tosefta, the machlekes of Hatanaim was that the Chachamim hold choshishim lezerahav. Was that it? Rab Lezer holds in choshishim lezerahav. So now we change it a little bit. Now we said the Rabbanu hold that it's a suffix. So what's the machlokes now? Oh, so they're touching it up a little bit. What's the machlokes of Blazer and the Tanakama? On the top line on Amid Beis, it's machlokes of Tanoim. So since Rabbi Blazer holds Misaf Kilahu, Midil Rabbanon there, Misupik, where the Choshim is a Rabbanah, the Rabbi Blazer, Pshitalei, he holds for sure that what? He holds for sure that what? That it is choshishim lezerah. I think he holds that it's not. Not at all. Ein choshishim holds not. Ein choshishim. Rabbanan Amasup Rabbanan holds ein choshishim lezerah. Frag the Gemara, but we have a contradiction to that. Frag the Gemara, the Tanya. So this is. We said there are several dinim that depend on the Hema versus Chaya. So one din is. Kisei Adam only applies to Chaya, not Behema. One din Osves Bno only applies to Behema, not to Chaya. And this din also, Hazrala Chayayin V'Hakeva, that's a din, it only applies when Yeshech Behema's Chulin. When Yeshech Karbanis, this is one of the 24 Matan's Kuhuna. The Gemara says in different places, there are 24 Matanis you have to give to Kohen. You have to give Pidyon HaBen money, you have to give Chatos, you have to give Osham, you have to give Shiori Mincha, Karbet Mincha the Kohen and eat, and you give Chala, and you give Truma Gedol, you give Maisa Mela Maisa, from the various Matanis Kuhuna. There are more than 24. So the Rishonim have a whole machlokes, which ones do you combine together in order to come up with the number of 24, because they're really more than 24. And then part of the machlokes says, how do you get 24? There's a machlokes where the Maisa Behemah is from the Matnas Kuhuna. So Rashi writes on Chumash, at the end of Chumash Vayikra, at the end of Bechukes, and Rashi writes on Mishnais and Zvachim. It never says anywhere in the Gemara or in Tanakh that you give Maisa Behemah. The farmer has 100 sheep were born in his herd. So he puts them all together, he has them come out of a corral, a narrow exit, and each tenth one he marks off with red paint, and he said, this is Maisa Behem, and this is Maisa Behem. What do you do with the Maisa Behem? You bring it as a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash. Who eats it? The Rashi says, never says. It's self-understood. The farmer keeps it for himself. And some of the Gaonim say, no, that's one of the 24 Matas Kunim. And they have the Machlekes, how do you count up, how do you add up to 24? They're more than 24. So they start combining things together. In the middle of that whole Machlekes, how do you calculate Chof Tal and Matas Kunim? They have this Machlekes. The Rashi says, never says anywhere that Maisa Behemah is from the Matas Kunim. That's what the Netziv asks. It's an often a pasuk in Divrei Hayomim, of all places. That says when they came back in the beginning of the Bais Sheni, they brought the Maisa Behemah to the Beis Hamikdash and they gave it to the Kohanim. So how can Rashi say Shteken Kainot Nish that you give Maisa Behemah? So the Netziv works on that kasha. That's the last Herchev Dover. He has long footnotes at the in the Biur HaNetziv Al HaTorah and the HaMikdover in the last footnote on Chumash Vayikram, he has a long arichas on that. How does Rashi deal with that pasuk? So here's a Mishnah. This is a question. We don't observe this in all the shechita, all the hashgachas in America when the Shech Behemoth, they don't give Zerah L'Chayim V'Akeva to the Kohen. Why not? So we rely on Rashi. The Gemara says in Brochas, Noah Galma, the Minig Olam shows that by the Orthodox Jews, that they have a certain practice, so we assume that they have accepted that sheet of Halacha. So Rashi interprets the Gemara. Minig Olam is that we do neither Reishis Hagez in Chutz Loretz. Reishis Hagez is if you have sheep and you shear off the wool, you have to a minimum of 5 sheep, you shear off enough wool, a certain minimum amount of wool, then you have to give a little bit Reish Hagez to the Kohen. So there's one Tana who says that it only applies in Eretz Yisrael, doesn't apply in Chutz Loretz, and Rashi interprets it tomorrow. The Minig Olam is to follow that Tana that Reish Hagez doesn't apply in Chutz Loretz. Then Rashi throws in also, we don't give Zerah L'Chayim HaKeva either. We follow that Tana that's also not applicable in Chutz Loretz. So Tosfos says, what is he talking about? Whoever heard, there is no such Tana. That's not correct. We should give Zerah L'Chayim HaKeva. But for many centuries, no one has been giving Zerah L'Chayim HaKeva. More correct is that you should give. Years ago, what they used to do was they wanted to fulfill each mitzvah at least once in their lifetime, because the Zohar has a lashon that the mitzvahs are malbushim for the neshama. So if you want the neshama to be naked, so you're not going to have any mitzvahs. You want to have a malbush for all of your for your neshama. So you have to do at least once in your lifetime, you have to do each mitzvah at least once. So if they say, Zerah L'Chayim HaKeva doesn't apply chutzlos, so what can you do? So the crazy place by the Rebbe Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz on Yerideya writes, he lived in the 1700s, Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz. So he said the practice used to be they would send money to Eretz Yisrael, they would ask somebody to buy a behemah for them, and give shecht it, and give the Zerah L'Chayim HaKeva to the Kohanim, and that way they made a shutfus and they were yotze that Shemitah. So that's how they got this racket. That when it comes to the Shnas HaShmitah, so if you want to, so it's smart businessman. So if you want to participate in the Mitzvah Shmita, so if you give us $1,000, we'll give you a shutfus in the farm, and we're not going to work the farm in the Shnas HaShmitah. Then they realize why should it only be once every 7 years? So why not get a share in the Mitzvah of Trumas HaMaisus also? So they started that racket. So if you give a small $1,000 bill, you can become a shutif in the farm. Well, we're going to be mafish, chumas, and mices. That's how they did. That's in the days of Rabbi Yonasan and Eibishitz. That's what they did. They would send money to Eretz Yisrael. Yeah. Petach Hamor also, the same thing. Yeah. So the din is that Zerah L'Chayim HaKeva only applies to the Shech the Behemah. That's called Matonis. There are Chof Dalet Matan 24, but we call this one Matonis, Stam. Zerah L'Chayim HaKeva. There's a young Lubavitcher Talmud Chochem who printed a whole book 2 years ago where he quotes all the Rishonim that it's not right that we don't give Zerah L'Chayim HaKeva. He's trying to encourage all the Kashrus organizations that they should give, even a chutzle, they should give Zerah L'Chayim HaKeva, or in Eretz Yisrael, for sure you mechayiv to give. So what they do is they make a shutfus for the Kohen. If a Kohen or a Goy is a shutf in the business, then the whole mitzvah doesn't apply. So you should do something. You shouldn't just ignore the whole mitzvah. Okay. So here the Gemara is going to further discuss the topic, whether the Tana Rav Lezer holds the Vada Ein Choshishim Lezera Ha'av, or does he hold that it's a Sofik? So they're going to go on and on. It's going to be a further discussion. Okay, we know that next week. We will continue. The Midrashim point out that Yaakov Avinu was what they call Nitasa Shlema. Means all of his children were Jewish. Avraham Avinu was not Nitasa Shlema. Avraham Avinu had Bnei Keturah were not Jewish, and Yishmael was not Jewish. Only Kibi Yitzchak Yikor L'Chazera. Tosis points out in Yevamos in the second paragraph, there's a difference in biblical Hebrew between the word Zera and the word Bein. The word Zera is like a seed. If you have an apple that grew on a tree, you eat up the apple, you're left with the seeds, you plant the seeds, you're going to get another apple tree. You're going to eat up the apple from that tree, you take the seeds, you plant them, you're going to bite, there's going to be another apple tree. Everything is going to be, that's Zera, like a seed. So Zera even could go on for generations, third generation, fourth generation, many, many generations. And the Zera is going to be exactly the same as whatever, if originally it was an apple tree, it's going to be an apple tree. So that's in biblical Hebrew when it says, when the Sati Eretzov was given to Avraham Avinu, Lazarecha attains Kalara. Lazarecha means Zera Kosher, means even 100 generations later, Zera, Zera, Zara, but it's only Zera Kosher, not Zera Pasul, only if they're Shamir Mitzvahs. If they're not Shamir Mitzvahs, they're not called Zera Avram. The Jews are Shamir Mitzvahs, they have a right to Eretz Yisrael. That's what one of the Kumenis said 40 years ago. He said, what do you mean? They're not entitled to Eretz Yisrael, they eat Chazan. He's right, it's not Zera Avram. They're not Zera Avram. Zera Avram is only Zera Kosher, not Zera Posel. And then Tosis points out, and the word Bain means a biological son, but only the first generation. You don't say Bnei Banim Harim Kibbanim automatically unless you have a Ribui from a Pasuk. But normally Bain only means the first generation, and Bain is Kosher Apostle. And Bain is a biological child. So Kadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, Kiv Yitzchak Likor Lecha Zera. The Kedushas Yisrael will only be, the Zera means Zera Kosher. He follows in the footsteps of the father. It's only going to be Yitzchak. Only be Yitzchak, but I call Yitzchak. Yitzchak Avinu had twin sons, Yaakov and Esav. Avraham Avinu had one child from Sarah, and then he had from Hagar and from Keturah. So Sarah was one of the Imahs. Hagar was not, and Keturah was not. Okay. But Yitzchak Avinu had twins. They were mamish twins, the same father, the same mother. They weren't identical twins, but they were twins. One of them was Jewish, one of them was not Jewish. That's what the Chazal pointed out. Be Yitzchak, you call that Be Yitzchak, well, I call Yitzchak. That Yaakov was Jewish and Esau was not Jewish. That's the Pasha Pshat and the Gemara. There's another Gemara. The Gemara talks about Yerusha. How do you know that the din of Yerusha applies to Nochrim as well? So the Gemara says, Ki Yerusha the Esau and Sati is Har Seir. So you see that Esau also has a din of Yerusha. So that shows that even Nochrim also have a din of Yerusha. The Gemara says, maybe Yisrael Mumashaini. Maybe Esau was a Yisrael. He was Jewish because his father was Jewish. Maybe he was Jewish. So that's a problematic Gemara because the other Gemara seems to say he wasn't Jewish at all. Yaakov Avinu was the first one that mitos Shlema. From that time on, if a Jewish man marries a Jewish woman, so all of the children will be Jewish. If a Jewish man marries a non-Jewish woman, so they're not Jewish. But all of the children born from a Jewish wife, or from a Jewish girlfriend, whatever it's going to be, will all be Jewish. That's called mitos Shlema. But until then, it was not so. And that's the Pasuk in the beginning of the Haftarah. And Parsha has told us, Avdi Escha Mamar Shem Boishom says he loves the Jewish people. Ba'amartem, the Jewish people say, Ba'amea Haftan Halach Esel Yankiv. But we're brothers. Yankiv and Esel are brothers. Don't we share together? Boishom says no. Ba'aybis Yankiv is Esel's son. I chose only Yankiv. And Esel I rejected. Esel does not have the Kedushas Yisrael. Esel is not the Pashpash. Esel is not a Yisrael woman. It wasn't Mitas Shlema. It wasn't all of the children. This is Rav Hutna has a recurring theme in several of his drushes. He has beautiful drushes. And one of his themes that he repeats a lot is that this is a wonderful thing that all the children are Jewish. On the other hand, there's a chisaron that in the days of Avraham and Yitzchak there was no such thing as a Jew who's a mumer. If he's a mumer, he's not Jewish. Right? That's the end of the story. And now we have a concept of Yisrael mumer. He's Jewish. Afal Pishachati Yisrael, he remains Jewish, even though he's not observant. That's one of his recurrent themes also, that a lot of times you have a Maile that's often a Chisaron. A Maile turns out to be a Chisaron. So this one, Yaakov Avinu was the beginning of Mitos Shlema, all the children are Jewish if your wife is Jewish, and that carries with it a Chisaron, that there's a concept of a Yisrael. That's today's Seder.
Over here from Shlomo Lau, father. Because Ben Gurion, the old one, was young or something. So Ben Gurion testified before the Steel Commission. It was early days, but who gets the land? Half the land. So he said, we get it because it says in the Bible, in the Torah, that's just like that. And he said to him, what about? He said, yeah, that only Jews, you can hold the rest of the Torah also. They don't hold the.